Hello and welcome to another awesome edition of the Greg Fearon podcast with your host, Greg Fearon. And today I have one of my fellow Team Rich PTs and coaches, Candice Weymouth. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
No, I've been looking forward to this one for a while. So,
me too.
You're from the sunny Wales. Which part of Wales are you from?
I'm from Cardiff and I've been here all my life.
Awesome. And then to just give us the background of what Candice does and how you coach. What's the deal with you?
Okay, so I'm a personal trainer. I'm a female fat loss coach. I specialize in helping women. I have a lot of postnatal clients and women who are looking to lose body fat and build confidence and obviously feel and look better. I've been based in person at the gym for many years, but I'm transitioning online now. So there's not been a more perfect time than a year of a pandemic to transition and make that change.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I think we got a very similar niche. So this is going to be a fun conversation, I think.
Yeah.
So I understand in your kind of backstory, you used to play hockey. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So I started playing hockey when I was like 10 and have grown up playing. Played for obviously my school teams, Cardiff teams, a ladies team I've played for many years. I still play a bit now, but much less competitive.
Yeah.
And more, you know, for fun and recreational. And yeah, at one point I was quite serious playing, and it was everything to me and kind of brought me down the sports health and fitness route. Mm-hmm. And I tried for Wales a couple of times, but I was very close. I was just shy of getting into a team in that age category.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still love the sport and still carried on playing throughout university and since.
Awesome. So what led you into personal training? How did you get from hacking people's legs off? So hockey scares me, to helping people get in shape. How did that happen?
So I loved PE at school. I loved sports. Every type and any kind of sport, I'd always be involved.
Yep.
That led me into the sports science route. So I did that and got my master's in that area. I became a sports coach when I was a hockey coach when I was quite young.
Yeah.
And I just got to a point. I got into the gym when I was. I studied it and did a lot of strength and conditioning during my time at university, but I was going through a tough time and turned to training in the gym for mental health reasons. And that led me into meeting different people and being involved in an environment that was changing people's lives physically and for me mentally. Mm-hmm. And opportunities came around. Somebody I met was opening a gym, encouraged me with my background to take it further. And at that point, it was just a conversation that then became something I was doing and I loved. And yeah, that's just where I kind of began.
Awesome. So a couple of weeks ago, I saw a transformation picture that you posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you were in a very different place to where you are now. So just tell me about that journey.
So a few years back, I was very into training then, but I did a photo shoot more to, you know, push my body to where I could get it to. I work with an online trainer, and I've worked with different coaches before. I find you learn a lot from other people, and I, you know, enjoy the process of learning from others. And he had a different approach to someone else I'd worked with in the past. And yeah, I just kind of pushed my body to, you know, its limits, really. And I think the photos I had then were probably the lightest, leanest I've been as an adult. I went through some difficult mental battles getting there, but I was really pleased with the outcome. But it taught me a lot of lessons, and helped, I think overall it's helped me coaching my clients as well.
Awesome. And so to get to that level of leanness, like, how often were you training? How were you eating?
So my training was about 5 times a week. I had a goal where I was hitting steps as well, which with my job isn't difficult, really. That's something that I do week in and week out anyway. My diet was very low calorie, and with obviously a protein goal, and it got to a phase where, you know, it wasn't the most comfortable. And yeah, I think for people who see photos of those type of models on Instagram, not that I was a model or anything like that, but you see pictures on Instagram and on social media that show people that way, and I don't think people quite understand what you need to do to get there. And, you know, there's getting to a point where you're comfortable and feel good in yourself, but then there's taking it a little step further and being really self-critical, having to maintain those low calories on days that you just can't sustain it, and it can be uncomfortable. So yeah, I got through it, but people around me might not have said I was the most enjoyable company.
Yeah, because when you're on super low calories, what kind of calories were you on, roughly? Do you remember?
I think I was like 1,200, just under 1,300 for like 14 weeks. It should have been like 14 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, I was actually a little bit higher at the beginning.
Yep.
I had a bit of a row off my coach because I found it really difficult to sustain where I should have been at. But then as we got closer to the photo shoot and, you know, your mindset's a bit different, it was easier, that the end was in sight. It was easier to kind of knuckle down and get it done. And my target weight that I wanted, I actually weighed in on that on the day of the photo shoot. So I got to where I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. So that's a really big thing. So a lot of the time ladies will always go for that 1,200 calories. I'm sure it's like some magic macros or something. I don't know. But obviously you were struggling on those kind of macros. So do you think ladies need to step away from that 1,200 calorie mindset and actually eat a bit more?
Yeah. For me, I mean, obviously it is individual.
Yeah.
And for me, I felt that I had more energy at a higher calorie limit, and I was able to get more out of my training and even maybe train a bit extra, which I think was something that worked for me specifically. Mm-hmm. I found that being around people I start my day at 6 a.m. and I'm around a lot of other people, and I found that where I was tired, where I was low calorie for such a long period of time, I found it really difficult to kind of sustain my energy to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it goes back to specific needs and what people, you know, feel that they need and can survive and maintain and cope on.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So go on.
Sorry, to answer your question.
You carry on. You're on a roll, so you carry on.
I think 1,000, I think, you know, if you did a day here and there, really low calorie, 1,000 calories, even a little bit less is fine. If it's factored in and planned in and, you know, your life suits that. If it's a day that you're not exercising and you're maybe in meetings all day and quite, you know, sedentary, then that's fine. But if you're really, really active and you've got a whole list of things that you need to do, including working out, and I don't know, your job maybe doesn't sustain it if you haven't really you know, manual job, then that's too low and not comfortable for you.
No, I totally agree. Because I think a lot of the ladies I see as well, they've tried really low calorie diets, and that's what makes it unsustainable, right? Which is why they end up yo-yoing.
Yeah, definitely.
So is that something you see a lot?
Yeah. And people, I find women that I work with will maybe have a few days where they've gone over their calories. They've, I don't know, consumed too much. They've had a weekend that's heavy. And then they go into the next week and they try and go really, really low to, you know, redeem themselves. And then they fail because that they feel like they're starving, so they're going from one extreme to the next. If people were consistent in what they're doing, they would see results just over a longer, more comfortable period of time.
So is there like, do you think the ladies that you work with feel a bit of a like a pressure to hit a goal by a certain date, and that's why they go too low, or what's your experience?
Some of them, yes. I have such a diverse group of ladies. I have some who, you know, are happy being consistent and making steady progress, and not making too many changes. And then I have some who want results yesterday.
Yeah.
And they'll do anything possible to get there. And, you know, that's when they're more extreme then. So yes. I think I try to remind them to be, you know, be honest with yourselves and what you're wanting to achieve and like the time frame you wanting to achieve it in, but also, you know, what are you prepared to give up, because you can get there faster if you give up a lot more.
But then that's a high five, by the way. When you see me doing that, you know I'm like, yes. Say it again, sister, say it again. go on, say that again for people at the back. Just say that again. That was beautiful. Say that again.
Okay, so I can't remember my own words then. Now, if you're willing to give up, you can get there faster if you're willing to give up more. But if you give up too much, then is that going to cause you to fall off it? And then you go through this self-sabotage, and then you build all this other damage to deal with.
Awesome. So what's your training like now? Consider obviously you're not kind of going for a photo shoot, you're just kind of living life, as it were. What's your training like now?
So I still adopt the same kind of schedule with my sessions. Normally I try to get in between 3 and 5 workouts a week. Mm-hmm. 3 is kind of my minimum. If it's a week that I'm around my menstrual cycle or I'm feeling really tired, I kind of do listen to my body a lot. So if I have any niggles or injuries, I'll reduce the training intensity. Mm-hmm. And then if I feel really good, often during the summer months as well, I can get in 5 or 6 sessions, then I just go with that as well. I'll always train weights. I like to lift weights and go as heavy as I can, and then I'll add in cardio as well. So I enjoy CrossFit style workouts, group style sessions, HIIT sessions. My steps are generally quite high where I'm moving around a lot. Mm-hmm. You'll very rare will hear me say that I'm going to go for a run.
I will do it. Yeah, go on.
I will do it, and I do sometimes. I've signed up to do a half marathon, which should have been this year. Yep. It's now next year, so I will have to incorporate running back into my training. If I'm on a hockey pitch or I'm playing sport, then I'll run and run and run.
Yeah.
If I was just going to go for a run around my local area, then you might just see me walking.
You sound a bit like me. I'm like, cardio, no thank you.
Yeah, cardio, hardio.
Yeah, that's too hard. Give me some kettlebells or barbell and I'm good. So what kind of weights, because I've met you, I know you like fairly wellish and like you're in really good condition. So what are you lifting at the minute? Like what's your squat kind of What kind of weight are you moving and lifting at the minute?
So I don't squat particularly heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had an issue with my lower back.
Okay.
So sometimes I can barbell squat fine, and then sometimes I'll wake up with it and I'll just have a bit of an irritation. So I might step away from it for a little bit. But I'd say my squat is probably around between 60 and 80 kilos.
Nice.
Deadlift, I've hit over the 100 mark before, but again, when I do it, if my body's feeling good, then I'll challenge it more. Chin-ups and pull-ups, I do body weight.
Nice.
Upper body strength, so dumbbell pressing, maybe I think 17 and a half or 35, 40 kilos.
For bench press?
Bench press, I think I got 52.
Nice.
0.5 recently. So not crazy numbers, but obviously it's all relative to, you know, the type of training you do.
Mm. Now, I'll tell you why the reason I asked it was because a lot of the ladies that we probably work with are probably a bit hesitant about lifting weights and think, well, if I lift weights, it's going to make me really bulky. And I think they think that if they do lots of HIIT training all the time, that that's going to tone them. So actually what you're saying, if girls go and lift heavy, obviously relative to your level of capability. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, definitely. I always try to kind of remind my ladies that the more muscle you have on your body, the more calories your body's going to burn. And it's better. It's going to shape your body better than cardio ever will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not until they start to actually see definition and like shape in their shoulders and their legs that they're like, oh, I want to do more of that. I don't want to do any more cardio now. I want to lift more. I want to work on this area now.
What's the most popular area that they want to work on? What do you see?
I see a lot of ladies will tell me that they want to improve sort of their triceps and sort of like bingo wings.
Yeah.
And they'll show me as well. They do the little visual. Show me their bingo wings.
Yeah.
Which we all have. I mean, even if you have loads of muscle there, you still have body fat that's going to, you know, when you relax, it's still going to sit differently to when you're tense and holding that muscle. Legs and bum as well, and stomach.
And then see, now you're making me want to check my, I'm like, because my tricep right, I'm like, is my, yeah, you'll probably put me to shame. Well, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say they look great, they're fine.
I don't know, they're all right. Yeah, the triceps are all right. You're making me blush now, so good thing you can't see it. So just talking about belly fat, which is a really big one, and I think for people listening to this, this will be an important one. Do you find there's a lot of myths around you could just reduce belly fat through a certain exercise? Or
yes, definitely. I always get asked what stomach exercises somebody can do to, you know, build their abdominal muscle and make their stomach look better. And in the nicest way possible, I try to remind people that we all have muscle in our stomachs, all of us. We all have abdominal muscle, but there's a layer of fat there that you're not going to see them until that layer of fat has been reduced. So you need to work on your diet more than.
Yeah. So it's one of the things I say to my clients. It's like diet for weight, exercise for shape.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so really hammering that diet. And what's your kind of approach to when someone comes to work with you and they need their diet sorted? Like, what's your kind of method to do it?
So I'll always kind of, you know, ask them to do a food diary just to see what their day looks like and their structure. Most of the time, I feel that when I see their food diaries, they've probably been good, knowing that they've probably been better because they know that I'm going to be looking over it. So I do try to say, like, I want to see what you eat normally, not, you know, otherwise I can't make changes.
Yeah.
I try to get people to to kind of look at following a calorie controlled diet, and I teach them how to do that and try to, you know, encourage a flexible diet rather than something that's too regimented and strict. I find that some people who have, if they have too much flexibility though, they don't make the change they need to longer term. So it's finding that balance between people. Some people just, some of my clients have just completely adopted that new direction, and they've, you know, really changed and made results and stuck to what they've said they're going to. But then I've had some who kind of push those flexibility boundaries so that they're basically not in a diet, they're just tracking calories but still overeating.
And then wondering why they get results, right?
So they're still eating, you're still eating too much. But then I've had some who've really utilize that flexible dieting method and being able to still, you know, drink alcohol and really, and you know, they've pushed the flexibility but they've stuck to it and got results. So, you know, it just proves that it is about your calories going in versus calories coming out.
It's a big one, isn't it? There are a lot of you know, I see a lot of things on social media where people are talking about their hormones and just all sorts of random stuff. But actually, it is, it does really still come down to calories in versus calories out, right?
I know, like, hormones will make a big, will make a difference. And obviously, there's the where you get your calories from, of course, play a huge role as well, and will affect energy levels and how your body processes certain foods. You know, obviously, what works for one doesn't necessarily transfer over to somebody else. So it's still, I still, you know, I have a way of working with people that they still might need more specific changes to suit them as a person and what, you know, what they actually need.
Because I think a lot of ladies will kind of do the, oh, I want to do the mate, I want to do the diet that my mate Shelley.
Shelley
from the Valleys does.
Yeah, you hear that, oh, my friend down at the school, she cut out bread. That's all I need to do is cut out bread. I'm like, well, do you want to cut out bread? No, I really like bread. I'm like, well, don't cut out bread then.
Yeah, exactly. Like, bread, bread always gets the bad rap. Why?
I know. I'm like, well, you're not living if you're not, if you're not in, able to enjoy a sandwich every now and then, you're not living.
Are you a bread monster?
No, not really. I find if I buy it, I will eat more of it. I bought some last week because I actually really wanted to have a sandwich, which I don't, I very rarely would make myself one. And because I had then this loaf of bread, then I was eating toast and having bread with everything. But then once it's gone, I tend to not, I don't buy it unless I, you know, want to enjoy it over the weekend or have a couple of days where I want to enjoy food with bread. But I don't have it every day.
So just kind of give me an insight into kind of your, what you eat in a day. What does Candice eat on a day-to-day basis?
Okay. So I have a massive sweet tooth, by the way. So I tend to fast in the morning. So I tend to eat my evening meal before 7 p.m. And then I generally don't eat anything until around anywhere from 12 the next day. The reason I do that, obviously there's huge health benefits to intermittent fasting, but it actually suits me, my lifestyle. I'm really busy in the mornings. I leave my house before 6 a.m. I'll have a coffee or a cup of tea. I don't always have one or the other. I don't have to have coffee every day. I just, if I fancy a coffee, I'll have one. Sometimes I'll have tea. And then I normally have a big lunch. And then I normally have a, you know, big, bigger evening meal as well. So I tend to just eat two meals a day.
Okay, awesome. Do you snack in between those two meals, or do you just, is that big lunch
sometimes.
Work nicely to just get you through to?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, sometimes it does just last me all the way through. And it depends what my day's like. If I'm quite busy, then I tend to not snack. But if I'm working from home, then I might be partial to a biscuit and a cup of tea, or I have fruit. I don't have like certain snacks that I'll only eat.
Yeah. So what's your
favorite
biscuit?
Whatever I fancy.
What's your favorite biscuit?
Chocolate digestive.
Okay.
And it has to be McVitie's.
Yeah, there can't be any other brand. Any other brand, although it's probably made in the same factory, it's just not the same, is it?
No, they don't taste the same.
I remember that when I see you next at Mastermind or something. I'll make sure I bring you some biscuits.
I don't buy them.
Yeah.
Because if I do, I'm going to snack on them, and I could do half a pack in a sitting. So I just don't always buy them unless I'm, you know, looking forward to just having some biscuits. I don't have them often.
So that's a big thing actually. So someone trying to lose weight, for example, environment and what you have in your environment is pretty important, right?
Yeah, definitely. If you know that you don't have willpower and, you know, that self-discipline, which I think it's very easy for someone to say, well, you just need to be disciplined. Sometimes at the end of a day where you maybe have your, and right now as well, your kids are home, they're being homeschooled, you're trying to work from home, there's loads of opportunities for you to lose energy in places and lose, you know, the willpower you have. So if you know that you've got something in the cupboard that you love and find it very hard to be without, if you know you've got alcohol there and you've got stress, you're just going to reach for it. So if it's not there, there's nothing for you to, you can't go and get it.
And
on the other foot, you know, people will argue, well, you can have whatever you want to. Yes, of course you can, but there needs to be some sort of protocol. There needs to be something there to help you, you know, get over hurdles in the first instance.
Definitely. That makes sense. So something you mentioned earlier, and this, I did something for my clients on this recently, was about your cycle. And just how you feel and how you train and adapt your training to kind of suit it. Do you want to just talk a bit more about that?
Yeah. So again, I know that everyone's different, and I've spoken to loads of women clients as well who feel differently on their cycle. So obviously this is kind of specific to me, but I generally tend to have, I'm generally quite emotional or a lot more sensitive just before.
Yeah.
I could take something the wrong way. I've taught myself not to react to certain things, but I might overthink a comment that you've made, or so I noticed that kind of change in myself. Tiredness, I'm always really, really tired. Again, this could be a week before or anything up to a week before. I noticed changes in my appetite and cravings. Sometimes I'll have sort of sugar cravings, but I'm not really structured with my own food. If I'm feeling I want something, then I genuinely just go with that craving, and you know, I just have it incorporated into, you know, my day, and you know, just feel better for it. I always tell my clients to, you know, kind of go with what they're feeling. This is such a you can't really always plan for this time, and generally we tend to need more calories during our cycle. So you know, just I always tell people, you know, try and be as strict as you can, but also like listen to your body. If you're if you're feeling you need something, if that's going to help you with your emotions and your like your energy, then go with it. But you know, seek as best alternatives as you can.
Yeah.
And then I'm a lot more forgiving with myself as well. So that if it's around my cycle, even if I've got like loads of work on, or I've got stuff I need to do, and I'm just really tired or like finding it hard to manage things, then I try to, you know, it's okay, it'll be okay. If this isn't done today, it's not the end of the world, you can get it done tomorrow. So yeah. I kind of just try to, you know, give myself a little bit more, I mean, just a bit kinder to myself. But, and then my training, I can sometimes, I'll go a bit lighter that week, or I might get less sessions out. So I use the time, again, listening to my body. I might use that time where to like deload.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to, you know, hit muscle groups with training, but I won't worry about, you know, if they're hitting the numbers and getting to the same level that I hit in the past.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just do some cardio, some light cardio, and just kind of see how I feel.
Awesome. Now, I think that's a really important point, and I'm glad you brought all of that stuff up, because a lot of ladies will feel not great during their cycle, but then beat themselves up about, oh my God, I should be pushing hard during this time. And that's not the case.
No, definitely not. And I find that if I ever feel that I'm being really critical of myself or my body, then I track my cycle using an app.
Yeah.
And I always check where I'm at. Because I've done it before where I've looked in the mirror and I'm kind of like, I don't know, picking holes in myself, or, you know, my skin's feeling different. I'm holding water. I'm not feeling comfortable in my clothes. And when I remind myself where I'm at, I'm kind of like, okay, this is all explained. And I know this, and I'm, you know, a professional in this industry. So for others who have no idea why all of a sudden they're up to half a stone heavier and they're doing everything that they should be, like, this is normal. And unfortunately, sometimes it's just hard being a woman.
I will never know. Although sometimes I feel like a woman, like, I don't know. I know all my clients' menstrual cycles pretty much off by heart. It's a bit scary. I'm sure I get symptoms too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, man periods.
Yeah.
I think that's a thing.
Is it?
I think so. If I ever encounter a moody man, I mean, this is kind of really generalized, I'm kind of like, oh, is this your time of the month? do you need some chocolate and a hug?
If you see me looking moody, give me wine gums and then we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, just remember that. I'll bring you digestives, you bring me wine gums. That's
okay, deal.
Deal. And I had a question now. It's totally, don't you hate when that happens when you have a question?
Yeah.
And it's just gone. No, not your fault at all. Nothing to apologize for. So, question, because I'm a bit of a geek when it comes to training and stuff, and I think this is nice for me to get to speak to someone. So, what's your favorite exercise?
Oh, my favorite exercise. So I like.
You got to pick one, only one.
Okay.
One exercise to rule them all.
Okay, chin-ups.
Oh, really? Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I feel really strong doing them.
Mm-hmm. Are you like a grunt? Are you like, argh, argh, or are you a bit more quieter?
No, I think I'm quiet.
Okay.
I'm kind of like, knowing, I kind of just put my headphones in and just go work out, and people don't hear me. Hopefully people don't see me and they leave me alone once I'm working out.
Yeah, but you got your headphones on, so often that's a real, like, yeah, don't talk to that person with the headphones on, because...
Yeah, yeah.
You want peace and quiet. Okay, awesome. So, yeah, because I think I've seen pictures of you doing chin-ups and pull-ups and stuff, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of ladies struggle with the upper body exercises, right?
Yes, yeah. With that, like anything, it's practice, keep going, keep trying, do different variations to improve those muscle groups, and keep improving your level of strength in what you're weaker in.
Yeah, because I think a lot of ladies will, and I blame LTB for this is leg bums and tums. So do you remember, like, I mean, obviously, I'm a little bit older than you, but back in the day, it was always like leg bums and Tums exercises everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, so do ladies not have chest muscles and shoulder muscles? I don't understand.
Yeah. I never really thought of that. I do remember those type of sessions.
Yeah.
And I hear something I hear quite a lot of is, I don't want big muscles, so I don't want to do those exercises because they're going to give me big shoulders, and I don't want that. And I don't know, I find that it's not until women then get to a point where they're doing an exercise in the gym, an upper body exercise, that then they feel weak at doing it.
Hmm.
Whereas, you know, they could be looking to, if they've incorporated those exercises sooner, then, you know, they would get to points where they are stronger and more confident doing those.
Yeah, because I think it's always interesting with my clients is when it comes to summer and they can wear short tops and they can wear backless tops, and they're like, oh, that's why we did all those rows and press ups and stuff. Yeah. So that's awesome. Yeah. All right. So here's a really big question for you.
Okay.
To any lady in the world listening to this, what are the four things you would want them to take away that they can use in their goal, in hitting their weight loss goals, or they're just their body goals, whatever it is? What are the four things that you say they should take away from what you said today?
Okay, so I guess number one is, don't be afraid to get your body and make your body stronger. Mm-hmm. Like, not only is that going to serve you in you getting to where you want to with changing your body, it's going to save you, you know, in all areas of your life. And, you know, when you're older and you're having to run around and pick up your grandchildren and things like that, like, you can, just being strong is a good thing. And it gives you mental strength as well, I think, you know, physical strength. Knowing that you've lifted weights and challenged your body will, you know, help you in building mental strength, which falls in line with number two, confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Exercising and, you know, being in, it doesn't necessarily need to be a gym, but any form of exercise is going to help you become more confident in yourself and in your body's capabilities. So anything that helps you build confidence is something you should seek out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number three, whatever you do, make it sustainable to you and your life.
Yeah.
Don't try to do something because your friend's doing it. Maybe your friend enjoys running. Doesn't mean that you have to run.
Yeah.
If you don't enjoy it, definitely don't do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever you choose to do, make sure it fits into your life and make sure it's something that you can be sustainable.
Yeah.
Doing. And number four. Don't believe the myths that's out there and in the magazines and, you know, celebrities. Celebrities are paid to endorse products that they don't even use. And if you're unsure on something, don't be afraid to find a coach and ask them for advice.
Mm.
You know, hearing myths like, I shouldn't eat this, or I shouldn't do that, or I should avoid doing this whilst on my period. You know, if you don't know this is actual fact, then, mm-hmm. you know, disregard it. Seek out your own information, really.
Do you know what? Number four just made me smile because, do you remember, you know, Lauren Goodger? Is it Lauren Goodger? She used to be an Early Wave Essex. Yeah. So a little while ago, they gave her a product and she was like, oh, I'm going to sell this on my social media. And it had cyanide. It was cyanide.
Yeah.
Just like,
oh my God. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Then obviously it was a bit of a scam and it was a bit of a prank to see what she would do. But she was like, yeah, I'll sell this. And I was just like, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy how they can be allowed to do that. Like they're role models, you know, that you can get sports stars, like athletes, excuse me, who obviously endorse a product and people assume that this, you know, they're taking it because the adverts are made to look like that. I think years ago, Cristiano Ronaldo was sponsored by Herbalife.
Yeah.
And people, obviously, you know, he's he had fans, like hundreds and thousands of fans who probably then went and turned to that product because they think that because he's taking it, it's going to help them.
Hmm.
And actually, he probably wasn't even taking it because he actually has sports scientists provide his nutrition. He'll have dietitians and a chef and all of these other things that you know, Shelley from the Valleys don't have.
Shelley from the Valleys. Oh, brilliant. I love it. Yeah, you could. Yeah. Shelley is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's funny, actually, because Ronaldo did a day in my life nutrition. And he never once mentioned Herbalife. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
So he didn't eat, like, he said, you know, he had this for breakfast, he had that as a snack, whatever, but he never once mentioned Herbalife, which is quite funny.
For all people. I think a few years back, there was a picture. I remember writing something on social media about it. And there was a picture of Kim Kardashian sitting in a kitchen, it looked like an industrial kitchen, drinking some sort of protein product. And like people went crazy for it. And lots of fit pros kind of, you know, really took the mickey out of it and did their own version of it. But I was like, this is ridiculous. Not only is, you know, rumor has it that her bum is not real, that she hasn't worked on and built herself. And it's, you know, the product of cosmetic surgery. She's advertising something in her underwear that she doesn't actually take.
Mm. It's scary.
And the amount of people that follow her would, you know, that might have bought into that and been scammed at the cost of it anyway.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You're better off getting a coach like you, right? Just.
Yes.
Somebody knows what they're doing.
Or you.
Well, yeah. Hey, and it's interesting that, you know, we both have a coach. As well, so I think it's important that we show that we're being coached in different areas of our lives as well.
So yeah definitely.
Awesome. Yeah. Great. So tell us where we can find you. If someone listens to the show, they want to get in touch and get you to help them with their goals, where can they find you?
Okay, so you can find me at www.candiceweymouth.com. I'm in the process of having a brand new website rebrand.
Yep.
So be sharing the new version soon.
Okay, look forward to
I'm
that.
I'm also on Instagram at Candice Weymouth and Facebook and LinkedIn, really.
Okay, awesome. So I'll make sure that anyone listening to this can find you and they can stalk you and see how awesome you are. It's been awesome to have you on. I'd love to have you back at some point and we can go deep on a certain issue. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome. Yes. I think we could. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, anytime. I've been looking forward to having you on.
Good. Well, I hope I've provided some value to anyone to people who've listened to this.
Always.
And get in touch, drop me a follow. It'll be appreciated.
Awesome. So, anyone listening, go check out Candice. As ever, if you love this podcast, you're on Apple, leave a review so more people can hear about it. And I can then get more awesome people like Candice on as well. So people, take care. Speak soon. Bye.
Bye.